Monday Night Talk. Now with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome to another edition of Monday Night Talk. My name is Kevin Tachi. Joining me in studio is none other than Mr. Joe Rossi. Joe, how are you?
I'm okay, Kevin. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. And joining us early this evening is he is a busy guy. So when we get a chance to have him join us a little bit earlier, we do. We have State Senator Bob Hedlund joining us for the State House report. Senator, how are you?
Hi, guys, and thanks for having me on early, Kev.
Absolutely. How goes the battle up on Bacon Hill?
We have our ups and downs.
You know, I thought it was probably timely to have you come on a little bit earlier to kind of give you a little bit of extra time to kind of talk about the passing of one of Massachusetts' former governors, Paul Cellucci, a guy who I believe you have worked with a number of times.
Yep, for obviously the early part of my career, he came in with Governor Weld as Governor Weld's lieutenant governor. He left the Senate upon the time I arrived in the Senate in order to run for statewide office, and certainly interacted with him for the years that he was in office. He left partway through his term to take over as ambassador, so I forget exactly how many years he served as lieutenant governor and governor.
Right.
We certainly had a lot of interaction. There were times that we certainly were battling side by side, and there were a couple of incidents that we found ourselves on opposite sides of some major policy differences. But overall, just a good guy. He worked at building relationships in the building, as you can see from all the testimonial that have come forth, and certainly from the statements issued by many politicians. He really worked to build bridges on both sides of the aisle, and that was certainly part of his electoral success. He's someone that never lost an election, from local office all the way up to running for governor.
Yeah, according to my information here, I guess he became acting governor, then was elected in 98 and served until 2001.
Right.
Stepped
right.
aside.
Bill Weld, resigned to yep. try to become ambassador to Mexico.
Yep.
Jesse Helms kind of squashed that a little bit.
Of course.
And Cellucci took over as acting governor, then ran in his own right and beat Scott Harshbarger in 1998.
Right.
Had a lot of union support in that race too, I might add.
Well, he served until 2001, and that's when he resigned and became the ambassador, the U.S. ambassador to Canada until 2005.
Right.
Bob, what do you think Governor Cellucci's will be remembered for the most?
Well, I think without question he'll be remembered for battling this terrible disease, Lou Gehrig's disease. It's just so debilitating and just an awful way to go. It was a reunion for some of his staffers a couple of years back, and I went to it, and they held it in a place that didn't have very good handicap access down in the North End, and they couldn't get him upstairs. So, he had to sit downstairs in the wheelchair, and people kind of just greeted him as they came in and said hi to him and then went upstairs. It was I got there a little bit after, but from what I heard, it was a little bit of an awkward situation. But just, having that battle with such a terrible disease, I think that will be his legacy, and he's tried to establish, I think he's tried to establish that as his legacy, given the work he did in setting up the fund to raise money for researching the disease.
Well, we're going to get ready for half a second. I believe we're going to head to traffic, but don't go anywhere, Senator. We'll continue our conversation.
Kevin is waiting to talk with you. Call 781-837-4900. Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, 95.9 WATD.
Quickly, I got to ask you, Ryan, where's the Rudy Sarzo cut that we have with the Senate? Do we have the full cut of that? The Senator, when he and I were talking earlier, was asking about that, and I should have asked you to play that if before we exit out of our conversation.
We do not have the full cut.
We do not. We only just have the smaller one, huh? Hmm. We'll have to take a look and find see if we can find that somewhere. What do you think, Senator?
We must. A great American who escaped communism in Cuba and went on to become one of the greatest bass players in American rock and roll history, in metal history.
Did you?
I was hanging with him last night.
Yeah, how do you do that? How do you just hang with these guys? How do you get from somewhere in a balcony or somewhere on the floor and get backstage? Do you tell them? Do you say, "Hey, listen, he might want to say hi to me." How do you get backstage?
I don't do a Ted Kennedy and say, "Do you know who I am?" Actually, in this case, what happened was there is a colleague of mine, a member of the state Senate, Senator Barry Feingold from Andover, happens to be an acquaintance of Jeff Tate, who's the lead singer for Queensryche, and I'm a fan. And, we made arrangements to see each other at the show, yep. And it was funny because I had met Rudy Sarzo before, and he recalled the meeting. So it just worked out that way that I relied on Barry Feingold to not get me kicked out after the show.
Okay.
So, hey, listen, I got to give you one Salucci anecdote if we have time. When you think about, your interaction with someone like that, and, mm-hmm. I did have a couple of major riffs with him at one point, but it was hard not to like the guy, even though we had a little falling out on a couple of things. But my favorite Paul Salucci anecdote, it was early in Will Bilwell's term, and Salucci, as you know, is a big horse racing fan, a gaming fan, and he actually was a point man for the administration to try to resurrect the horse racing industry in Massachusetts. Marshfield Fair at one time was the only horse racing activity in the state. Mm. And we went down to the Marshfield Fair. They invited me to go down to the Marshfield Fair. And I went with the lieutenant governor. And I got down there and I realized they didn't have any money with me. All I had really was a $20 bill on me. And I knew they were going out for lunch afterwards. So I was a little nervous about that. But we go to the fair. And if you can imagine in the old days, Kev, what it was like midday on a Thursday on a work day,
mm-hmm.
What the crowd was like gathered for horse racing. let's just say there's some colorful characters. And we went in, and Salucci went to the window. And I had never been at a horse race in my life and never wagered on a horse race in my life. And I went in, and I went to the window, and I didn't want to embarrass myself. So I said, I'll have what he had. And Salucci had wagered $20 on a 5-to-1 horse. And he was studying the card and everything. And so I put my $20 down saying, I'll have what he had. So she didn't give me any change, the cashier. So I was a little nervous. Here I was going to be left with no money. And then they brought us up into the announcer's tower, and Russ Chandler was up there, who's no longer with us. And he said, would you like to say hi to the crowd? So Salucci addressed the crowd. And everyone was booing him and yelling, and it was right after Whitey Bulger hit the lottery. And people were screaming at Salucci, the lottery's fixed, the lottery's fixed. So Chandler says, would you like to speak to me? And I said, I have no interest in saying hi to this crowd whatsoever. They wanted the horse race to start. They didn't care about two politicians up in the tower. So Chandler handed me the mic anyway, and I simply yelled out, it's a great day for a horse race. I hope you have a winner. And I handed it back to him before they could figure out who I was and boo. But wouldn't you know, Salucci's horse came in, and I got a little payday that day.
Wow.
Is that, would that be your best anecdote, or do you have one where you and he, whether it's something over, legislation or over a bill?
I have a couple others that are negative in nature, but they're probably worth not recounting now under these circumstances.
Sure, no.
I was privileged enough to meet the governor 3 years ago when I was working on the campaign, and he was a very nice guy. I took a picture with him. I have my picture with him, and just a great guy. Someone that, as you mentioned, Bob, by the testimonials that have come out all across the spectrum, really seemed like a bipartisan guy who could work really well with both sides and gotten arguments on both sides of the aisle.
Mm.
I would agree with that assessment, yes.
What else is what else would you like to share in regards to the passing of Paul Salucci? And maybe most folks don't know his first name, but I'm sure you do because you're a man who is up on most people. What is his first name, sir?
Argio.
Argio, and I believe that it was passed down from his. He's not. That's his father's name, right?
Yep. I believe he's Junior, and actually they called his dad's nickname was Junior, so I forget that connection. And he had a little bit of a connection to the South Shore. His family actually owned a summer home in Scituate.
Right.
And his dad was an Oldsmobile dealer. He came up in the car dealership. So we had some commonality there. We used to talk about cars.
All the time.
And he was very disappointed when GM killed off the Oldsmobile brand.
Yeah, that was odd how they did that. But I mean, in order to survive, if you have to kill a product line, the first thing you got to do is consolidate.
I guess so. But I remember having a conversation with him when that had happened.
Anything you want to say in closing, Senator? We know that you have limited time.
You got a great segment, Kevin, coming up with the Commissioner of DPA.
Yep.
And I will be in a briefing with her on Wednesday. And as you know, we've been at odds with this administration over welfare reform and EBT reform. So I look forward to hopefully catching that segment coming up.
Sounds like a plan. And if not, if you miss it, Senator, don't forget, we do our best to edit and put up those segments and as podcasts. Folks right. Can go to MondayNightTalk.com.
Now, Kevin, with Rudy Sarzo being in town, I hope you know you're going to use some of his work as a bumper tonight.
I would love to if we had it. I, myself, I'm a big Queensryche fan, so...
Well, not only Queensryche, you know, he was with Whitesnake, he was with Blue Oyster Cult, he was with Ozzy Osbourne,
right.
He was with Quiet Riot.
He got around.
He's in demand.
He is in demand. Well, sir, you're in demand as well, so we're going to let you go.
All right, buddy.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Of course, that is State Senator Bob Hedlund. We will step aside, and when we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.